Thank you, Councillor Ruzicki. I'd like to ask now Katy Puhala from the Governor's Office, and we will hear the greetings from Governor.
Dobry wieczór, Szanowni Państwo. Pozwolicie, że na początku zwrócę się po polsku, dlatego że nie mogłabym sobie odmówić tej przyjemności, żeby powiedzieć parę słów w ojczystym języku. A bardzo dziękuję za zaproszenie na dzisiejszą uroczystość pani Lidii Filus. I jest to dla mnie wielki honor, że mogę tutaj być i reprezentować gubernatora jako jego przedstawiciel do spraw związanych z Polonią. Również serdeczne gratulacje dla organizatorów, dla wszystkich osób, które przyczyniły się do tego, że możemy tutaj dzisiaj wszyscy wspólnie świętować imieniny Tadeusza Kościuszki. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. I just wanted to say a few words in Polish. Thank you so much for having me here tonight. It's an honor for me to represent Governor Quinn, who unfortunately couldn't join us. As we all know, there is a veto session going on currently. I'd like to congratulate people who organized this event and gave us a chance to come together and celebrate Tadeusz Kościuszko's name day. Without further ado, I'd like to present you with the governor's letter. As governor of state of Illinois, I'm pleased to welcome everyone gathered for the celebration of Tadeusz Kościuszko's name day, organized by the Chicago chapter of the Kościuszko Foundation. The Kościuszko Foundation plays an important role in strengthening understanding and friendship between Poland and the United States through educational, scientific, and cultural exchanges. I commend the Kościuszko Foundation and Foundation President Alex Starożyński for your continued commitment to promoting these important exchanges between the United States and Poland, and to increasing American understanding to Polish culture and history. I would like to further praise the Chicago chapter of the Kościuszko Foundation and the chapter president Lidia Filus for organizing important events such as this one, celebrating the contributions of Poland to the world's culture. As you know, October is Polish American Heritage Month, an observance that focuses on the many contributions that Polish Americans have made to our nation. As Chicago boasts the largest metropolitan Polish population of any city outside of Poland, it is fitting that we take time to recognize the impact that Polish Americans and Polish American organizations have on our state. I am honored to congratulate this year's honoree, Tadeusz Makarewicz, who is being recognized for his leadership and dedication to Chicago's Polish community. His contributions have undoubtedly made him deserving of this recognition, and I am pleased to join in honoring him. On behalf of the people of Illinois, I offer my best wishes for an enjoyable and memorable occasion. Sincerely, Pat Quinn, Governor.
Dziękuję, Kasia. Now I would like to ask Ewa Radwańska, Kościuszko trustee, and that's our own Chicago. Professor Radwańska will give us a few words.
For the few of you who may not know the story of the Kościuszko Foundation, I'll try to say a few words just to make it even more familiar. The Kościuszko Foundation is more than 85 years old, and it was established in New York by Professor Stefan Mierzwa, who was came via Ellis Island as an immigrant, and he was so grateful to this country for enabling him to receive an education that he made it his mission to establish a fund and the foundation which in perpetuity would be awarding scholarships to Polish Americans and Polish American students, and later on to Polish American the Polish citizens that come to America to study and to do research. And this tradition still continues. This is the main focus of the foundation. Foundation awards over $1 million annually in scholarships. It is a process that can be found on the Kościuszko Foundation webpage. the kosciuszkafoundation.org with all the forms and eligibility spelled out. Students of Polish descent can apply for scholarships, for domestic scholarships if they study in American universities here and study for advanced degrees. And they can, of course, also apply for exchange with Poland if they were interested in, for example, conducting some research in Poland. Many now famous people were recipients of these scholarships and made a great impact on in the recent years in Polish transformation. In addition to this, of course, the Kosciuszko Foundation has chapters. There are 8 chapters in various cities. Chicago is the largest. And we organize various events such as this one, and for example, music events and lectures, just to familiarize people who may be, especially young people who may not be so well acquainted with the story of Kosciuszko and story of the Kosciuszko Foundation.